We'll start.
I just kicked two other people out. Oh, it's a meeting record. Oh, it's on the right hand side of the presentation box. It did. It freaked me out this morning too. Okay, everyone, once again, welcome. Welcome to Dakar. Welcome to your first, or perhaps a repeat visit to an ICANN meeting, but maybe you need a little refresher course in what it's like to get through the maze of an ICANN meeting. My name is Janice Lang. I have been working with ICANN for 5 years in January. I am just going to talk a minute about my background, and that's only so that all of you can understand how welcoming ICANN is. The fact that anyone can come from anywhere and join this community, have a voice, and participate. So my background is that I taught elementary school for 6 years when I graduated from college. From that point, I regressed to childlike behavior and went to work for Disney World. And I worked for Disney for almost 21 years. Now I know right now you're thinking to yourself, gosh, you look so young. Humor me. Yes. After working with Disney, both in Florida, Tokyo, Hong Kong, and California, thinking I had seen the world a bit, ICANN came calling and asked if I would come and work in their project office. I said no. I read about ICANN for the first time on the website, and I thought I had no place going there. Luckily, I was convinced by the Senior Vice President of Services, Kurt Pritz, who had also worked with me at Disney. And I did join ICANN, after all, in the project office. It took me about a year to start to understand what ICANN was. So if you get it in this just one session, I am a miracle worker, and I'll take all the credit. Give yourself time this week and after this to truly take in and understand the ICANN community and what ICANN is working for and why we want each and every one of you to be part of the ICANN community. For right now, let me just say that all of us, staff, community, the stakeholders and constituency groups, the board, everyone here at this meeting, and everyone who could not attend this meeting, who's part of the community, welcomes you. And that's where we want to start, in a very welcoming and open manner, to bring you up to speed on what it's like to be part of this community. The first place to start is going to be the map of ICANN. Now, you can find this on the ICANN website, going to the home page, and a tab on the top will say About. You click About, and you are going to first find this organizational chart of ICANN. ICANN is a multi-stakeholder, bottoms-up consensus-building model. You are going to hear that this week, perhaps to the point where you can't sleep because it's going through your head. But it's important. And if you were here this morning, Anne Rochelle, who is one of the regional managers, and she is the regional manager of global partnerships for all of Africa, she mentioned the multi-stakeholder bottom-up consensus building. It's important that this model that is not replicated in other internet societies and other internet communities, it's important that you understand it because it means you take part. It is your participation, your consensus building, your becoming part of the solution. That's the multi-stakeholder bottom-up. It's not top-down. It is not being dictated to on how the internet should be secured, should be stabilized, should be monitored. It is from each of the regions, each of the cities, the communities, the states, the countries. It is from everywhere around the world that you bring your voice and discuss what's important to you. What makes sense? What do you need to learn? You bring it here to ICANN and get your voice heard and be part of the policy building that will make a difference for you. So in this organizational chart, you're going to find at the top, because it needs to be somewhere, the board of directors. The board of directors are sought worldwide for a 3-year term. They are nominated. So they are sought after and nominated. Because you are part of the ICANN community doesn't mean that you may become a member of the board. That's not a prerequisite. We are looking for individuals motivated, perhaps entrepreneurial, perhaps they have been CEOs or leaders in other organizations with, just like me, no knowledge of ICANN. It's happened. But we find that their drive, their motivation, their determination, their passion, their knowledge, their experience, that would bring such value to the ICANN board and provide some balance and equality and fairness from a global standpoint to what the policies being built in ICANN want to reflect. We also, all week long, you're going to see badges like mine that say ICANN staff. It's the blue strip on the top. We work for the community. I am here for you. Feliz to my left, who is doing remote participation, to make sure all of those who cannot be physically in this room but are virtually following this meeting, maybe it's Romania, maybe it's Trinidad and Tobago, maybe it's Uganda, but they are remotely following this meeting, okay, they all know through ICANN at ICANN.org, they can find a staff member. You have the luxury this week. You can find us here with a blue top. Our hand should come out to greet you because of the green ribbon on the bottom that says newcomer. If that hand doesn't come out because we're busy in the head about the next presentation that we have to make or something that happened at the previous panel or previous session, you put your hand out because we are here to bring you into our community. And we want to meet you. We want to make sure that you are finding everything you need to find here this one week, this one opportunity. Okay? We also have constituency and stakeholder groups. I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. To the far left on your screen, the address supporting organization, that is for the regional internet registries. And again, to my left, as someone who is an expert in the RIRs and who has come to ICANN just a year ago from that area, and she would be available to talk about the RIRs, certainly at any point, not now. The GNSO, which is the generic name supporting organization, they are the policy building group from ICANN. Generic name supporting should ring a bell. GTLD, generic top-level domain, which has been the hot topic for the last 8 years of the 13 years of ICANN's life. And just in Singapore, the policy was finally passed for implementation to launch the new top-level domain process, which will take place in about 4 or 5 months from now. So the GNSO is made up of contracted and non-contracted parties. The contracted parties, the top two underneath the GNSO, are registries to the right of the dot and registrars. Registrars such as here in Africa, which Amrishel was saying this morning, are five. ICANN accredited, important words to know, ICANN accredited, have passed through the ICANN system. Registrars here in Africa. There are a little under 1,000 worldwide. So there is a discrepancy here. There's a little bit of an imbalance you can also already see. So part of our mission in ICANN, part of my mission in my other job as the manager of the fellowship program, a capacity building program here at ICANN, is to do our best to outreach and bring more equality to some of the constituency groups that are currently in ICANN. And if you have five registrars in Africa who are providing the service to give you access to the right of the dot, I am Angela at yahoo.com, and you want to have I am Angela, then you would go through one of those little under 1,000 registrars. I don't want to say the names of any particular ones. That's really not fair in a presentation, but on the ICANN website, you can find the names of all the accredited registrars. The registries and the registrars are contracted parties within the generic name supporting organization. They actually pay ICANN fees. The registrar fee is non-negotiable. The registry fee is negotiable. More information on this on the website. I don't want to, in this particular session, go into depth on any of these, but more information is available on the website about each of these two contracted parties in the GNSO. The non-contracted parties are the intellectual property constituency, who has been very busy during this top-level domain time on trademark issues especially. We have the internet service providers, ISP. We have the non-commercial stakeholder group, NCSG, and the commercial and business constituency group. These are non-contracted. Not paying into the revenue of the not-for-profit ICANN, but raise the voice for those individuals globally who have business interests, and you bet they have business interests when it comes to top-level domains, whether it comes to the internet service provider, which everyone here is affected by that, and that voice is heard about how policy should be built around internet service providing. So each of these parties lends their voice under the umbrella of the generic name supporting organization. The CCNSO, the next one, which is like purplish on the screen, is the country code naming supporting organization, which is made up of those registry operators, top-level domain registries for the countries. So they're country-supported. I did not say government-supported. Country supported. Big difference. So the IANA function within within ICANN is who gives that or provides that avenue to become the operator for a CCTLD. And that's one part of the story. So again, the rest of the story on the ICANN website. I'm also available to network you with someone else in the ICANN community who perhaps can provide you with more information on best practices or registry operating or the CCNSO itself. The next group is at-large. You'll hear it called ALAC, A-L-A-C. The at-large community often is a starting place for many new people who are coming into ICANN. I don't have a preference for for at-large versus any other constituency or stakeholder groups. But as you're looking to find your way through the maze of ICANN this week, the at-large often is a place people land first because it's about end users. All of us are. We're all at this end of our computer. We're end users. And what are the policies that need to be built for our benefit as an end user? What's right for us? So you can see how many times if you're new and you're not sure and you're thinking, I'm not a registry operator, I'm not really that interested in, you know, what it's about to buy my own domain name. I have one or 10, but that's not my interest. I'm not a business operator. I'm not part of a government. You start to kind of click through and think, where can I start to gain knowledge? So it just may be food for thought with the at large. And from there, you can go to many, you know, different places. The coming up to the very top, to the right of the board of directors is the GAC. It's an unfortunate acronym. It's a little hard on the throat, but it's the Government Advisory Committee. So we were just talking about supporting organizations for ASO, GNSO, CCNSO, supporting organizations to the ICANN community. At large, I should have stopped there, at large, ALAC, the At Large Advisory Committee. And now we have the Government Advisory Committee. They are just that. They advise on policy. They advise on the work of ICANN. They are not the policy making that the CCNSO and the GNSO can be for the country codes or the Gs, the generic. But ICANN has to listen to the advice of the end users and the governments. They have an important voice in the entire community of ICANN. The TLG, the Technical Liaison Group, and the Internet Engineering Task Force, the IETF, are associated with ICANN. They develop protocol for the technical side of ICANN. Below that, the ESSAC, Security and Stability Advisory Committee, and the RSAC, the Root Server System Advisory Committee, are also committees built of community members and community leaders to advise on the security and stability of the DNS and the root server systems and talk about policy, to advise about policy to be built within ICANN. So we say it takes a community to create and implement policy, and everyone has their role. So as I just talked about, as you look at ICANN and the circle of the advisory committees and supporting organizations, each one plays a different role, but everyone has an equal voice. So it's important to understand that as, again, you're looking for where you'd like to explore more. The voice is everywhere. The job may be slightly different. What is the work of ICANN? ICANN is responsible for the global coordination of the domain name system. Bottom line, we don't run the internet. We don't own the internet. Okay, we are responsible for the domain name system. We are responsible for the security and stability of the domain name system of the internet. And so the policies that we build here through the multi-stakeholder consensus process are to ensure the stability and the security of the domain name system. And again, we talk about the different compartments or different parts. ICANN is the IANA function within ICANN talks about names, numbers, and protocol. You develop protocol for guidelines for the domain name serving system. Then you have the contracted parties, including the registrants, who are the recipients, right? We are registrants within the system, registering domain names, using the internet, using the domain name system. okay? And then the numbers, the actual IP addresses, the internet protocol addresses. So IANA is actually a separate function within the whole of ICANN, concerned with names, numbers, and protocol. So ICANN's work, I have repeated, I think, policy building here a couple times, policy development, support, and implementation. Kurt Pritz, who I mentioned just a couple minutes ago, the Senior Vice President for Stakeholder Services, his divisions of work within ICANN take the approved, board-approved policies that are built and provide the advice on how to implement that work within the community. So we not only develop and support policy, but we implement the policy after it's approved by the board. Global partnerships and outreach, touched on slightly. There are seven global partnership regional managers around the world. Seven around the world. Not that many to be trying to outreach to Australasia, Asia Minor, to Africa as a whole, to emerging countries coming out of Russia, to Latin America, to South America. We have so much work to do that we start to look out at all of you. We're developing initiatives around outreach. How do we use the knowledge that we have right here in Le Méridien, building better ambassadors to go out and also be able to exchange knowledge and experience about ICANN? We can't do it alone. So capacity building and outreach is about bringing more people into ICANN and making sure that you have the knowledge and gain the experience to help bring the message back to wherever you live and start to participate to make sure that your region is equally covered and has the voice it needs to have in the global internet. So our global partnerships division has a lot of hard work and really could use a lot of good help. Contractual compliance. Later on this afternoon, we'll have several directors from the contractual compliance team here to talk to you. So I brief with them that I won't go into anything in depth. They're going to take you from the basics of compliance at ICANN right through to the difficult and heavily loaded work that they are covering right now. Support services, I talked a bit about stakeholder services, but support services at ICANN are actually people like myself who work for the project office. I manage the fiscal year budget and operating plan as one of my other duties within ICANN. We have human resources, we have our legal team, we have finances, we have administration support. So we have a lot of behind-the-scenes people that make it possible for ICANN to run. So the question comes back out to you as you're looking at me and saying, well, that's all really great, and I know now where to look up more about ICANN and the ICANN structure and the organization. I'm getting a bit of a glimmer that there are going to be a lot of questions about where I go and where I belong, but what do I do when I leave this room? Well, that's what we're doing this newcomers track, is to try to help you now in the ICANN week to be efficient, to learn how to communicate, how to take advantage of being here with staff members and community leaders, because this is your one shot. You've got this week for the face-to-face, and we don't want you to miss the opportunity. Being shy at an ICANN meeting will get you nowhere. Sitting on the outside of a session to work on things that you brought from home isn't going to get you further in this community. I know, I've got a lot of work to do too that isn't with this meeting. But there comes a time you have to say, this is what I came to invest myself in. My company invested in me coming here. I invested my time. And to be here and to come into sessions that may go right over your head, And you're thinking, do I really belong here? Why am I here? What am I going to learn? Sometimes you have to take it in a little bit, and let me talk about that. I see a lot of folks writing, pens going like crazy, keyboards clicking. This, everything I'm saying, great as it is, every presenter that you'll see all week, every session is recorded. It will have a written transcript. The presentation for that session will be posted on the ICANN website. So my advice to you is to put down the pen and the paper, to put down the computer top, and just take it in. Just take it in. Just listen to the information, roll it through that head, and know that after, you can go into the schedule, which I have right here on Make a Plan, and you can go into that schedule. Let's hope it works. Can technology help me through this? We've been a little bit challenged. And here you're going to see the remote schedule view. And you go into that remote schedule view, and you come down to the session that you were just at or that you are planning on going to. And maybe you think, you know, I wonder if I could get a little bit more up to speed. The idea for the sessions, and I'm going to pick a session that already happened so that I don't interrupt a virtual room, potentially. but the sessions, you open the link, and I'll be cautious and not do it just in case. But you open the link, and in that link are the session details. In the session details, like for this session, would be the PowerPoint you're looking at now. So all the information is right there for you to take on. So let me walk out, because I just second thought about that and thought, wow, somebody might be in another session and I'm going to jump into that, so let me not do it. There are closed and open meetings at the ICANN meeting. Closed meetings are because we get together three times a year. And sometimes the stakeholders within the GNSO, the Generic Name Supporting Organization, or within the GAC, the Government Advisory Committee, haven't had the chance to do a face-to-face. And they want a chance to have a closed session to discuss potential policy or something going on. They're very rare, but those doors are closed at that time for that session to have its effect. Most meetings are open. My first meeting in Puerto Rico, the first set of doors that I started to open, the rooms were packed. Faces immediately looked at me. I was 4 months new to ICANN. I didn't even know all the staff members because we're in Brussels, Sydney, Washington, D.C., not at that time, but now. Palo Alto, not at that time, but now. But there were faces that I didn't recognize even from staff. I opened the doors, get all the faces looking at me, shut the door. I must not belong here. Nothing could be farther from the truth, but it was intimidating. When every other face seems to know each other, and they all look at you like this isn't at the right place. So don't be intimidated. If it's an open meeting, it's yours to walk in. If it's overflow, that means it's really good. So stay. If you do stay for a bit and think, wow, I really didn't think this is what that was going to be, leave. You know, this is an open, shut door, you know, closed door policy. Come in, come out, come in, come out. Find what you need. But I want everybody to know that I've been through the pain of feeling unrecognized and feeling unwanted, and it is not true. So open the door, walk in, have a seat, okay? The glossary I have here, I have to say, was donated by the Generic Name Supporting Organization and is an excellent way to get through the acronyms of the week of an ICANN meeting. We love it. I think we just love as a community being able to stand in the hall and throw around TLG, ANCE, DNSSEC, you know, ALAC, GAC. I think we like to hear ourselves say those. Really difficult to navigate through it. So this glossary, this link, can tell you all of those acronyms and what they are. If you're in a session and you don't know what it is you're talking about, click on it. You'll be part of the part of the party very quickly again. The newcomer track started today. This morning we had Feliz give us a presentation on remote participation tools. That tool is working now because I can hear some feedback in the room. So the remote participation is about equal participation, whether you're physically at a meeting or virtually someplace else coming into the meeting. The Adobe Connect is a software that we use so that you can see the presenter in some cases, that you can see the presentation, and most importantly, you can offer your questions on that presentation to the remote participation manager who is assigned to that session. That person is there to speak for you. You type in your question, the remote participation manager will see it, and in equal terms with the people in the room who have questions, that person, that individual, that participant who is in Uganda will be able to have their voice and their question heard. Also this morning we had a presentation on Community Wiki, which is another avenue for you to participate in the ICANN community. Policy Update follows me, where you'll hear the hot topics of this week that you should be focusing on from a policy standpoint, then contractual compliance, new GTLD basics, and at the end of today at 6 o'clock, the African Regional At-Large Organization is hosting a reception with some of the top ministers from this region. To celebrate being here in Dakar and being in Africa and to learn a little bit about the at-large supporting organization. The newcomer track continues because what we're saying is we'd like to focus you on some meetings that we think are important for you to understand the full breadth of an ICANN meeting. The welcome ceremony includes the president's address, which kind of sets the pace for the week. I'm not saying it's exciting and bells and whistles, but it sets the agenda for the week. Monday is also joint applicant support for new GTLDs. This is the working group that has been working to develop some policy around how do we have equalization in the generic top-level domain process. If a top-level domain costs a minimum of $185,000 to start with, for not an individual, but for an entity to begin the process, what does that mean to developing and underdeveloped or less developed nations? So the Joint Applicant Support, JAS, as it's called, has a final report they're going to give on Monday on their work to this. So I think that would be interesting for a lot of our folks here. DNSSEC, this is the security for the domain name system. DNSSEC for beginners, excellent. I went for the first time in Singapore, and it was the first time in 5 years that I really could walk away and tell you that I understood DNSSEC. I started to tell people it's DNSSEC for dummies, how they have the books Internet for Dummies and such like that. It's brilliant. So I really, for beginners to attend that, it's fantastic. The DNS Abuse Forum, and the FY13 budget consultation. Now, I put that there not because I work on the budget with the finance team, but because it is the budget that supports the important work that you as a community say you want ICANN to do. If your voice is not heard in what you think the important work of ICANN should be for a one fiscal year, and now we're starting to develop 3 years ahead on planning for operations, your voice needs to be heard to say, in my region, out of the strategic plan objectives, here is what I think is most important to happen in FY13. That's why I think it's an important thing for beginners to understand that here is where we start. We have a strategic plan for 3 years that has a variety of work for the community and for staff. All that can't be done in 1 year. It's a 3-year program. So we need to pull out and say what's important for this year. What should be funded for this year? Your voice needs to be heard for that. Constituency Day is Tuesday. It's a blur. It is all of those stakeholder and constituency groups that make up the organizational chart that we started with. They're running almost their regular sessions throughout the entire day. So often you will feel like you are not supposed to be there. But you have to start sometime. So you can choose to start at the non-commercial stakeholder or the business constituency group. You can choose to start learning about the registries or registrar. You can start to go into, hey, I work for a registry. Maybe I'll go to the CCNSO or the registry constituency meeting. But the choices are there all day. That's what those meetings are in this entire facility. Okay. There's a session on becoming an ICANN-accredited registrar. So you actually learn from the bottom up. Compliance outreach, coming out to the community and saying what you say is important about what we need to do to make sure that the registrars and registries are compliant with the policies of ICANN. And then best practices to address abuse. And Al-Rochelle, again, was talking a little bit about security and abuse on the Internet today. And so we're talking best practices. Thursday, the Public Participation Committee. Both Feliz and I support that committee, the board committee work. Again, it's not our plug. It's about your voice being heard, about what is the work, especially for outreach. How do we get out here? How do we get out there? IPv6, public policy and deployment. Of course, now that IPv4 is depleted, and IPv6 is the new kid in town, this is something very important for you to understand. New GTLD application and evaluation process. Once you go through the basics this afternoon, you'll be better prepared to sit in that session on Thursday and talk about how would an entity, I want to be careful with saying how do I can't, how does an entity apply for a top-level domain, and what's the evaluation process? Because it's not ICANN, it's not ICANN staff, it's not ICANN board. Independent evaluation process. And public forum. It's about a five and a half hour opportunity for the community, new, seasoned, experienced, everyone, to have a chance to step up to the microphone and ask the board or the staff a question. Or, dare I say, challenge them on something that's happening in the ICANN community. Okay? There are topics for the public forum that will be published. The questions have to come under the topic. Newcomers, do not be afraid of the microphone. We all were new once. There are no dumb questions. And that's said so often, but it's true. If you don't ask, trust me, someone else sitting next to you is thinking the same thing and saying, but I'm afraid to ask. Stand up, be your voice. There will be a timer that will be visible on the screen. It will say 2 minutes or 3 minutes, depending on time, topic. The Steve Crocker, who is the chair for the board, will set that agenda with the public participation engagement senior director, Feliz, will set that agenda. And so you'll see the agenda, you'll see the time allowed, prepare. Write your notes on your computer. Bring your computer up so that you can stay in that 2 or 3 minute time frame, or write it manual paper. You're getting your first face out in front of the community. Make it a positive one. We can all rant and go on forever about the issues that are happening. I could do it about my life. I can do it about my work. This isn't water cooler time. This is to get up there, be clear, be ready. Make your point. Trust me, heads will look at you from the community and say, that's someone who prepared, who knew what they were asking, and made their point. You don't need to talk for 5 minutes to make your point, do you? Be ready, go up, make the point, and it makes huge points to the community when you stand up prepared. On Friday, it's a wrap-up. The supporting organizations and the advisory committees do their final reports. People say, but you can't be in every meeting all week, nor do I advise you to be. You'll be tired, burnt out. Stuff will start to go right through. You won't even be getting it in. So this session helps you to catch up with some of the work that the supporting organizations and advisory committees have been doing all week. Then there's the board meeting. The board meeting is published on the ICANN website. The resolutions are published later. True. But how often do you get an opportunity to sit in a board meeting at all? How often for the ICANN board meeting? 3 times a year. I know for my fellows, that's where they're going to be on Friday, to be part of the process, be part of the community. Find the importance in the welcome ceremony and in the closing with the board and the resolutions. This is my favorite part. I can have fun too, because I do, and I think you should. This is a long week, a stressful week. A lot of what happens, a lot of what you learn is networking in the hallways, sharing a drink with someone, over breakfast, over the coffee breaks. All that time, we're all working, we're all sharing. There's no hands-off time for staff or community. If you have a question, you approach. If someone's busy, they'll tell you. That's all one part of it. But the other part's the fun part. We have music night, where we invite people who are introverts, like myself, to come up on stage, grab a microphone, maybe do a little karaoke, share your voice, share your instrument with the community. It's fun. It's kickback. You get to let some steam off from the week. We also have the gala event on Wednesday night. I last heard it's between two locations, so I really can't tell you clearly. But the gala is always an event not to miss. It's free. It's because you're here. The local hosts sponsor us. They would like everyone to come and attend. It's food. It's drink. It's music. It's fun. It's allowed. So my message to all of you is simply to get involved. You're here. Make the most of it. You have a question? Raise your hand. You see someone with a staff? Reach your hand out. You see someone with board? Reach your hand out. None of us are off limits. We're all approachable. Take the opportunity to ask the question, meet the person. You're here to network. You're here to build your base of experience. Join a constituency if you feel so inclined. Many of my fellows come here, take it in, and maybe in a year or so, they come back, write me and say, Mama Jay, you're going to be very proud of me. I just joined the at-large. I just joined the NCSG. I just got supported by at-large to come from Paraguay to the meeting through my participation in a working group. I'm going to take a seat from Macedonia on the GAC. True story for this event. So it doesn't have to happen here. Take it away, consider it, ask more questions, hopefully come to another ICANN meeting or virtually participate. But sooner or later, join a constituency. Get involved in that way. There's plenty of regional work to be done in the meantime. There's plenty for you to go back and do. Share your knowledge. Pull the presentations off the website. Get in touch with some of the staff members in the community that you met here and ask them further. Get them to help you to build presentations that you can share with other members in the community. There's plenty to do. Everybody can find some way to be part of the community. Where to find information? I brought you into the remote schedule. You can also go, which I'm sure all of you did in preparation for this meeting, to the DakarICANN.org. And for all information, ICANN.org. For most staff, first name, dot last name, at ICANN.org. We don't hide. We shouldn't hide. And normally that's where you're going to find staff to send them an email to ask for information. If you need to send it to me to reach someone else, Janice.Lang at ICANN.org. I'm not shy. I'll take it in, and I'll find the right person for it. Or find me here at the meeting, and don't let the opportunity go by. So I thank you all very much for your attention. And please, do we have time for questions? Okay. So if anyone has a question for me, please don't be shy.
Otherwise, we can continue and we can have questions after the next presentation as well. If you feel more comfortable after hearing that, that's also possible.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you all. Have a great ICANN week.